Talk Live, 855-463. That's the SACL toll-free call online, 855-450-3733. The live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Derek J.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live makes available to you our archives going back for 5 years. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com and download the entire show's available, you know, but what, 6 days a week? We did them for some time. Now we're doing seven days a week. Thousands and thousands of hours worth of programming available to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Most of those other shows out there, they charge you for them. Not Free Talk Live.
That's a lot of content.
It's a lot of content. If whether you're commuting or gardening or whatever it is, I can tell you, people are downloading old shows all the time. I can see the downloads. I you know, there's...
There's some really funny stuff in there.
They want them. They want those shows. So I'm glad that they're available to them. 855-450-3733. Derek, we're talking about this guy, James Stewart, who apparently was locked up and given $1 million bond for the dastardly deed of selling raw milk.
That's
without
right.
a license.
Yeah. He's a 65-year-old senior citizen who is a raw milk farmer, has no criminal history, and was nearly tortured to death at the L.A. County Jail this past week. And you were asking about an unsecured bail before we left off.
Yes.
On the last segment. And basically, by that, it could be a couple of things. It could either be that...
So he did not have an unsecured bail. They were comparing his situation to Sandusky, who
yeah,
was
exactly.
given a bail of $100,000, one-tenth. The guy selling raw milk was given a bail of $1 million. The guy accused of touching multiple teen boys for whatever reason, he was using his power to abuse, was given $100,000.
Right, and it was unsecured, which basically means that he just either gives his word that he's going to appear at trial, or he signs a piece of paper saying he'll appear at trial.
Right.
Wow. So
yeah. It's a big difference.
Right. There's a world of difference between that, and it's interesting to me what the state of California is interested in prosecuting in this case, that they're willing to put so much money on the line to seek this guy out. It says they spent nearly $1 million looking for him, apparently, even though he has a website. It's absurd what these people are doing. So he survived...
$1 million for the state. That's probably an hour's worth of work.
Well, he survived a week in torturous hell, that's his words, at the hands of L.A. County jailkeepers who subjected him to starvation, sleep deprivation, hypothermia, loss of blood circulation to his extremities, verbal intimidation, involuntary medical testing, and even subjected him to over 30 hours of raw, biological sewage filth containing dangerous pathogens.
What do you mean? The rest of this sounds like a normal trip to jail.
They
keep it cold in there, ostensibly to keep the bacteria down, but I think it also keeps movement down and keeps people tend to get meaner when it gets hotter, so they keep it cold in order to kind of keep people from getting up and doing stuff.
Yeah, it's a way to control people.
It's a control system of control.
Well, the 30 hours of raw biological sewage filth that I mentioned is human sewage.
Yeah, there's going to be backups and plumbing, no doubt.
Right. Well, that's what happened up to 2 to 3 inches in his cell. I'll get into that as we go down the line of these atrocities.
Okay.
So this is from a county that has targeted and terrorized James Stewart for the supposed crime of selling fresh milk containing, quote, dangerous pathogens. So the only crime he's ever committed is being the milkman and distributing milk that is openly and honestly kept fresh and raw instead of pasteurized.
Okay.
And for that, he was tortured with raw human sewage.
Now, at my house, we buy raw milk twice a week, every week. Well, at least when my wife's around. when she's away, I just don't have as much use for milk. So
you like it. You're convinced. It's good.
It's fine. Yeah, like she read a book and she was interested in it. And, you know, I have been to the place where we get this milk and it's fine by me. Yeah.
Well, this guy had a sit-down interview. He's he sat down with a guy, Mike Adams, and so these conversations are recorded, and so people can check them out on the web if they like. I have the story at livefreeordance.com. I've posted a link to the video where he has this interview. So you can
People are often skeptical. People are often skeptical of news sources. You know, many people will say, you know, naturalnews.com isn't the, you know, the greatest news source in the world or whatever. But they can listen to the MP3 and judge for themselves. Is that correct?
Exactly. Okay. That's what I'm saying here.
So if you don't like it, stuff it, right? I mean, you can listen.
Right. You can hear this coming from the horse's mouth. So it does say that he was subjected to food deprivation. Those are his words also. That he was interrogated by deputies and accused of being a quote-unquote sovereign, then branded with a red armband. You know, like Nazi style. And that was to falsely indicate that he was a danger to the general population. Of course, he hadn't been accused of any violent crime, just being a milkman.
Gotcha.
Red armband for this guy.
So the sovereign individual thing is something that police departments have been warned of up to this point. I think they're just waiting to find themselves a sovereign, and I don't know what exactly their ideas are, but, you know...
Someone who sells raw milk.
This stuff needs to be firmly laid at the door of the kind of alarmists that are making this a big deal. I mean, you know, there have been... From what I understand, one situation of a couple of sovereigns going rogue and killing some police officers. I mean, think how many police officers, if you're going to put people in groups, if you're going to say sovereigns are bad because these two guys killed some police officers, then let's go ahead and put police officers in groups and say police officers are bad because police officers have killed innocent people. Lots and lots and lots and lots more innocent people than the sovereigns have.
Right. It's collectivist thinking.
I could talk to a guy over at the Southern Poverty Law Center, had a conversation with him when they put out their little film on the sovereign citizens warning the police departments, be careful of these guys. And I said, you know, there's blood on your hands for this one. And he said, I think it's a very good film. Well, you know, here you go, man.
Well, yeah, he's got some responsibility.
Red armband for a guy who, you know, wants raw milk.
So... The MP3s that you can listen to also reveal that James was shackled in long chains, wrapped around his wrists multiple times, then had his hands cuffed behind his back, which was bound to the heavy wrist chain to restrict his movement. His handcuffs were so tight he thought his wrists were going to break. James was then handcuffed to a cold bench, restricting his movement to just 6 inches. So he could just wiggle a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That's all he could do. Then he was left on the bench for 4 to 5 hours. So it's not bad enough to be in a cell.
God.
You've got to restrict the man who's in a cell to just a little bit of wiggle room.
I bet if they thought he was a sovereign, no doubt that they were trying to torture him or, you know, basically egg him into something.
I don't know. That's a good thought.
I could tell you,
that, right.
I spent a good deal of my life, 8.5 years in prison, and I can tell you that police, that law enforcement officers, prison guards, you know, these folks.
Yeah, they want to play with the man in the cage. They
use
want to shake
opportunities
the cage a little bit.
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, for whatever reason, they may like you, they may dislike you. But if they dislike you, for whatever reason they dislike you, they know how to use the situation and the rules to their advantage and put you in a torturous situation.
That is so sick. That's why I oppose prisons. James was then forcibly subjected to various medical tests, including forced chest X-rays, even while he was handcuffed. He was placed in a cold cell wearing...
You know, I don't like X-rays. I don't want an X-ray done on me. I don't... You know, if I go to the doctor's office, I try to do whatever I can to avoid the X-raying that may go on.
Right.
I really dislike that.
They put lead on you. Shouldn't that indicate something?
They get out of the room when they do it.
Yeah, that should indicate something as well. So
it's enough for me.
Being forced to have a chest X-ray while you're handcuffed, can you imagine?
855-450-3733. Is this reasonable? I mean, can anybody defend this as reasonable, what was done to this man over raw milk? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. This evening we've been talking about the sniper situation, the massacre situation in Afghanistan. We've also been talking about this man, James Stewart, who's basically been locked up, given $1 million bond in Los Angeles, and received some very rough treatment in the jail.
You're being gentle with that language. He's describing his situation as torturous.
You know, I can understand why he would describe it that way. I just, you know, I think people often consider jail to, you know, be that way. But
well, if they haven't been there before, as this man hasn't, then they may see it that way. But with some of the things he's describing, it's just excessive.
Sure. I get where you're coming from, no doubt. You know, it's not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. I'm just, you know, prison guards get to do what prison guards get to do, and I'm not going to say it's not torture. It's just, you know, the guy was treated pretty rough. I love the comparison here between Sandusky, the Penn State football coach, and his treatment versus this, and you know, what he's accused of versus this guy, and you know, raw milk purveyor. And what he's been, you know, accused of. On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver for a variety of reasons. Whether it's a hedge against inflation, you know, a true investment where you expect it to go up, barter currency in case, you know, you want to somehow or another cut the Federal Reserve out of the loop. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some really great rates on hand-picked gold and silver pieces. We believe some of the very best rates on the internet. Go and check and make sure that, you know, before you buy gold and silver anywhere, check out gold.freetalklive.com. You know, there's Walking Liberty halves and Lakota Nation silver rounds, British sovereigns, 20 francs. There's even a Mises silver piece over there for those big Mises fans in our audience. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, check it out. And it helps Free Talk Live when you do. So let's go back. There's some points here written by James Stewart as to you know,
right.
What his treatment was
things,
like.
Some of the things that happened. The last one we left off on were the forced chest x-rays, which, as you mentioned, doctors leave the room when there are x-rays around, and most people are wearing lead. Doesn't sound like any of this happened while he was handcuffed and forced to endure x-rays. The next one that it mentions is that he was placed in a cold cell wearing only a t-shirt and pants, where he soon began to suffer from hypothermia and found himself violently shivering just to stay alive.
Yeah.
A lot of us have experienced this in jails, maybe not to the point where we've been diagnosed as suffering from hypothermia, but certainly from my experience, it's been very cold.
They keep it cold in jail for a variety of reasons. You know, I mean, they do it. And I wonder, you know, they don't get a lot of 65-year-old men in there. And I don't know if he's a thin man. He's not, you know, doesn't have a lot of meat on his bones. I bet you
he's a bigger guy.
What's that?
He's a bigger guy.
Bigger guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just imagining a frail old man, you know, shivering in a cell, but apparently not.
No, and so, yeah, he's got some meat on his bones, and he was still just describing his situation as violently shivering to stay alive. This is made worse when he is made to suffer through total sleep deprivation all night long, as he says other prisoners were screaming and banging on the walls.
Oh, yeah, that never stops. Never stops.
I thought the jail guards were supposed to quiet that sort of thing down.
How do you stop it? You know, you can't see who's doing what. You just, I mean, I'm sorry. Prison, jail, it's a cacophony of noise.
This is unusual. His cell was then flooded with raw human sewage, which flowed into his jail cell 2 to 3 inches deep.
Ugh, God.
Covering his shoes and shirt.
I'll bet. So much for the shirt, right, in the cold cell?
Yeah, that's what you want. That's going to warm you up.
Mm.
L.A. County jail guards then ordered James to clean up all the raw sewage in his cell.
Sure, they're not going to do it.
But how did they ask him to do it? By handing him a small, handheld squeegee.
Oh, God.
And demanding that he squeegee out all of the raw sewage himself, which he reluctantly did. What would you do?
I don't know. I mean, who knows what they're... You could, depending on the situation, you could refuse to do it. Say, I'm going to stay on this bunk where, you know, the poo is all over the floor here. And
how could you breathe?
Who knows? I mean, you know, you're really stuck. Because they're not going to do it.
Well, they're talking about dangerous pathogens being in milk, and that they're worried about consumers consuming dangerous pathogens.
Yeah.
Talk about the dangerous pathogens in human sewage that's lining his cell.
Yeah, no doubt.
He was then forced to stay in the putrid raw sewage cell for over 30 hours, fighting off nausea and living in bacteriological filth.
Yeah, no, even if you had a squeegee to clean this stuff out with, it's not clean, it's just out, you know? I mean, they pretty much destroyed New Orleans just for flooding, right? And they took down, you know, just a house, just having been flooded out with this, you know, human waste and whatever is going to be mixed up in there. It's all a big, disgusting mess. They're like, yeah, tear it down, burn it, you can't, nobody can live in here. But they'll leave this guy in here that was incarcerated for spreading spreading bacteriological pathogens in raw milk, which of course nobody, you know, there's no claim that anyone's actually been hurt. And they leave him in a room full of bacteriological pathogens because of human sewage.
Ha ha ha! Isn't it great to be a jail guard? Well, all along, the L.A. County prison guards gloated over their treatment of the prisoners while laughing.
Hold on just a second here. I want to go to a call. Let's go to David calling from Tennessee. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, sir. My kid works over here at one of the local grocery stores.
Okay.
And he said that there was a mom and her son inside the grocery store, and the son was playing his iPod and his on his phone or his iPod, and he kind of looked at him, and the mom said, "Well, that's okay, because at our local school here, it's the policy that a child can keep an ear pod in their ear during class." And I was kind of like, that's kind of strange. And they looked at me because I know where to go, and I said, "I know who to call. I'll call the guys, and we'll try to figure it out here." My question is, have you guys ever heard anything of a school policy that you can keep an ear pod, one, in your ear?
Listen, I can't even imagine it's true. I mean, it sounds ludicrous.
I've seen that sort of things happening. I think it goes on like a teacher-by-teacher basis. I know in my high school sometimes kids were able to wear
I'd have the answers on an MP3 rotating through my iPod.
Well, not while you're taking a test. I mean, these people use discretion, right? Is that what you're talking about, David?
Well, my first question is, I've never heard of that, because I was thinking that's kind of crazy, because, you know, like you said, can I take a test with an ear pod in my ear?
I can't even imagine. It sounds crazy to me. David, if anybody has heard of anything like this, call in. I'm interested to find out. This is happening elsewhere. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi everybody, Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, edibles and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content, submit different things to it, and then vote up or down on various different items. Whichever ones you like the most will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So see it and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark. Derek J., of course, here courtesy of his blog, which is livefreeordance.com. Also, fr33agents.com as well. He is a guy that produces the FR33 Agents radio news.
That's right.
Which happens on a pretty much daily basis.
Yeah, it's at 5 days a week right now.
It's a huge commitment. You were doing 7 days a week, and you're looking for people to assist you with that project.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken. How can people get in touch with you to do that?
Well, they can email fr33agentstv@gmail.com, and they'll get all the information about how they can get involved. It's as easy as writing just six sentences about a story of peaceful resistance in anywhere in the world.
So you're looking for writers or on air talent? What all are you looking for?
Well, mostly writers. The writers are then able to call in free agents. Mm-hmm. We have a special number you can call in to record your story, and then if it's good, we'll make it to the radio.
And you can be anywhere and
You can be anywhere in the world.
So how do they get in touch with you again?
There's an email address at fr33agentstv@gmail.com.
fr33agentstv@gmail.com to get in touch with Derek and the Free Agents crew to help out with the Free Agents Radio news, because you're not getting paid for this.
No, that's right. It's just passion. So we're looking for passionate people who care about peaceful resistance and want to put that message out to the world.
I think that's important, and so I hope somebody steps up to help you out with that. Our number here again is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything.
Jason Osborne, the guy behind SACL CAI, is putting together Pork Fest this year. He and his lovely wife, Sharon, are putting together Pork Fest this year, and you can help get Pork Fest in the black, by going to porkfest.com and getting one of their exclusive t-shirts. They're offering some exclusive t-shirts. They're really nice. They're red with the ring tees, white ring tees, and you can take a look at them. It's a pork with a K, this case.
Now, how will one be excluded from this t-shirt? If it is exclusive
not buying
t-shirt. So this is only available, is it in advance? Will it be available at Porkfest?
It's a very limited run.
So first come, first serve.
More than a dozen, less than two dozen of these.
Really?
That limited.
Oh, wow. That is exclusive.
$100 for the t-shirt, and it's a sponsorship.
Got it.
And, it's an acknowledgement of your sponsorship, and I believe that...
So you can walk around with a shirt on at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
right.
And you can feel exclusive.
That's right. So go to porkfest.com.
Oh, you're excluded.
Yep. You're not so excluded. I'm going to thank anybody I see with this Porkfest t-shirt on for...
I will include them in anything I'm doing.
There you go. This is a generous offer. So it's PROCFEST.com, porkfest.com.
What's the PROC?
PR... I can't... Yeah. Don't trust me for spelling. PORCFEST.com.
All right. So obviously I'm just coming into this conversation here that you guys have been having about apparently a gentleman... I was out at a school board meeting here. I didn't win the election, by the way.
Oh, it's over?
It's over.
And what were you last?
I don't know. They don't have those numbers out yet.
Only two people lost of the three seats open, five people running. Is that correct?
That's right.
No.
But, and I've been banned from the entire school district property. Which I blogged about over at freeking.com.
I really love that. It's so funny.
It is hilarious that we're forced to pay for these government properties and we're not even allowed to set foot on them. I've been banned now from the courthouse, from the high school / middle school in the town to the south.
They should just ban you from all government property.
And from all. Well, that's what I asked in my blog post, is how much more absurd can this really get? I mean, what's next? Will they ban me from all the public sidewalks?
And
will
you
I
have
be banned
no,
from the city building?
No recourse for this. I mean, there is no recourse.
It's all been peaceful protest, too, right? That's what they're objecting to, is like, hey, this guy's exercising his rights.
I mean, we weren't even protesting. We're just handing stuff out to young people at
high schools. Well, okay, so exercises in free speech. And then one time at the court, you weren't even doing anything that was an exercise of free speech. You were just going in there to do business, right?
Well, that's when I was arrested for trespass, as you were as well. And the cops actually have your name, Derek J. They're coming after you next to issue you with the same no trespass notice. And it's another one of these ones that doesn't ever expire. So unlike the school down south where we've only been banned for a year's time, this one is a forever notice, so you don't get to go on any school property, which includes the administrative building. So, like, anything that is claimed to be owned by the school district here, we've been banned from.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I assume I'll get my paperwork in the mail.
They sent a certified letter as well, which explains why a certified letter showed up here today, and now I'm definitely not going to go and pick that up. So anyway, that's what happened to me tonight, and they did it on in front of a live audience as well. They came in while I was sitting in the school board meeting and asked me to step outside.
Were you mortified?
Mortified?
Yes, mortified. Embarrassed?
No, I wasn't embarrassed. They're the ones who should be embarrassed.
But, I mean, they have the cloak of legitimacy. They're not embarrassed.
Running this ostensibly public system where people are supposedly, have rights of assembly, that pesky First Amendment. I don't know. These cops, I don't think, have actually read this thing, the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, which, supposedly enshrines the right to be the free press and free speech and the right to assemble. And all of that stuff, within the last 3 months is when really all this has gone down here, since December, when we started to, you know, try to interview these court bureaucrats outside of their court building here downtown, and we were all banned from the court premises. We've really, I think, proven pretty clearly that there is no respect whatsoever for the ideas of free speech or the free press. As long as you can be the free press, as long as you don't critique us, then you can come to our meetings and you know, come interview us and do things, as long as you aren't critical of us. And you can assemble, so long as you don't have a message that we disagree with.
Or you assemble where you say we say you can assemble, right. And that can be anywhere.
You have to ask permission first. Yeah, the First Amendment's just words on paper.
It's all a bunch of nonsense. The whole system is a huge joke, and if you don't like it, well, tough. You're going to be forced to pay for it, because if you don't, we'll steal your house from you. That's pretty much where it sits.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and you guys were talking about, like, some guy who's been put in jail with $1 million bail because he was selling raw milk?
Yeah, this is, like, behavior of prison guards that just openly mimics that of Guantanamo guards. You know, the ones who took pictures of themselves, like, gloating over the torture and murder of the prisoners of war.
These people that sell raw milk should be treated like they're in Guantanamo Bay. This is a serious crime. I mean, children. The children.
Well, these prisoners were laughing about their abuses.
This, to bring you up to date, so they compared this guy with his $1 million bond to Sandusky from Penn State fame there, touching boys in the locker
alleged
room.
Alleged child molester.
Allegedly touching boys in the locker room. For $100,000 signature bond, meaning that he didn't put up anything. He just signed a name for $100,000. So basically got ROR'd.
Wow.
So what about the children in this case? Like, there's not even a veil of legitimacy in this circumstance.
And where is
they called him a sovereign.
This is in L.A. County.
L.A. Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay.
They called him a sovereign, which makes perfectly good sense why they began to then torture the guy.
Put a red armband on him, like totally Nazi style, to indicate to the other prisoners that he was dangerous.
Made him clean up his cell that had flooded with human sewage with a squeegee, and then left him in the cell as if that... Right. It's freezing cold. His shirt was lost in the process. His shoes were lost in the process. So he's freezing cold in a cell with nothing but a pair of pants on.
1-855-450-FREE. Is there more to this story?
Did
I interrupt you guys? Okay, so we'll continue that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. Land of the free, everybody. Sure it is. 1-855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstamppad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am that genius. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable debt.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. And if you want, you can support the show. You may do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You will find links to Amazon there, different Amazons for different countries. Click into the one that's right for you and get your shopping taken care of. So whatever it is you want or need to buy, Amazon probably carries it. They've got a huge selection with dozens of categories. And you can even buy used if you need to save a few bucks. But, of course, if you buy brand new, you probably are going to get free Super Saver shipping because that's available on a whole lot of their brand new items. So it's a regular Amazon experience you're used to if you've been to Amazon before. It's just that you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. So a guy has been arrested in Los Angeles, which I didn't know there was a lot of farmland in L.A., but this guy has apparently been selling, manufacturing, if you will, raw milk.
Yeah, that's right. That is a little hard to internalize, isn't it?
And what's
somebody in L.A. County?
James Stewart.
Okay.
Running a dairy farm?
Well, yeah. I remember hearing recently that the guy, and I thought we talked about this on the air, that the guy who is in charge of Rawson Foods,
is also
looking at $1 million bail.
And he was dealing with his problems for selling sort of unlicensed raw milk. In California, you can sell raw milk, but you have to have a license of some sort to do it.
So he's taken to prison. He's held there on this bail, because who the hell can afford $1 million bail?
Mm-hmm.
He is forced to clean up his cell, which is covered with sewage.
Mm-hmm.
Which presumably the guards like clogged up a toilet and did that to him. I mean, what are the odds they would just put him in, you know, this particular cell otherwise?
Whoops.
Yeah.
I mean, and they didn't transfer him to another cell after that. You can imagine it would be pretty easy to do to just say, like, hey, we're having some problems with this one here, so let's just move you over to this other clean cell. No. They left him there, said, you clean this up.
with okay. a squeegee.
This is what I thought it was. This is the operator of Rawsome Foods that you're talking about here tonight.
That's his name? Okay. Yeah.
Just so you know.
Great.
Okay. So this is the guy that was operating...
I thought he was running a farm, according to this article.
No, this is... Stewart was arrested. This is from New America, thenewamerican.com. Stewart was arrested last summer when armed local cops and federal agents raided his Venice, California natural foods club, Rawsome Foods. And so there, just a little bit of clarification for you. It is who I thought it was. So, I mean, they're really putting screws to this guy. I mean, how dare he think he can just go ahead and be a free person and sell things to other consenting consumers? What country does he think he lives in?
Well, he's pretty confused about that himself right now. He just recently did an interview, which is where a lot of this stuff had just come out, where he's saying, I thought this was America.
Yeah. Surprise! You know, it's funny. I sent out an industry newsletter today. I have like 600-plus program directors and general managers of radio stations that receive my updates. And sometimes, you know, usually it's like, oh, we got these new affiliates here, just kind of more by the sort of standard industry stuff that no one would be interested in outside of radio. Today I put in a story about when you and I, Derek, were arrested, as well as Kelly Voluntarius from FreeKeen.com, when we were most recently arrested at the courthouse for simply being at the courthouse. And that there was a response I got from a program director, actually the guy that put us on XM Satellite Radio, and he was shocked. He couldn't believe it. In fact, what he said was that, are we living in the same country? Because, you know, his experience is not that. But then again, his experience isn't one of challenging the so-called authorities.
Right.
Isn't one of necessarily standing up to this system.
If you're walking in step, this stuff is going to seem pretty foreign.
Right. But he was shocked. I mean, he said, I should get in touch with Alex Jones. We can talk to him about it, which probably isn't a bad idea, because it's pretty outrageous what happened and... That guy's got a huge audience, and we've been on his show once in the past, so wouldn't be unheard of. But people don't understand. I mean, they don't know if their head is in the clouds or they're just so busy with their own lives that they don't even realize what's going on around them, that there's a man who's sitting in a feces-filled cell because he sold milk to somebody.
Right. Most people haven't been arrested, I would think, and most people haven't been
to jail.
Well,
we're getting to the point.
Right.
At some point,
the numbers are going up all the time.
Right. We are
going
to cross that threshold where we will be able to say, yes, most people have been to jail,
well,
but
we'll
not
all
quite.
Wear our armbands and stay united. But during the entire process, this guy, James, was not even allowed a single phone call nor any visit from an attorney. So his right to speak to an attorney was repeatedly denied. So most people would think, even if you haven't been to jail, you would think, well, you know, those people get a phone call.
That's what you've seen on the television shows.
Yeah.
Right? Don't they get a quarter for the for using the little phone?
You get that phone call when they say you get that phone call.
Right.
Right. And
most of the time, it's not a problem. You know, there's some phone on the wall. You can call collect. You don't get a quarter. You can call collect. And believe me, the bail bondsman will take it and, you know, he'll charge you for it later or whatever. But. You know, it's right there on the wall for most folks. But they don't have to let you get to it.
You're told what your charges are, right? They read your Miranda rights, right? No. At no point was
always.
James notified what he was being charged with. He was never even presented with an arrest warrant, were the charges explained to him.
This was during the raid of his Rawsome Foods?
That's right.
Wow.
So, you know, James, this is just awful. He was mysteriously lost in the system. And L.A. County officials claim they did not know where he was.
And who's responsible? If everybody says they didn't know where he was or who he was or where he was supposed to be, then who's going to be held responsible for it? Well, it would have been my responsibility, but nobody told me about him. You know,
yeah.
I mean, this is such a pass-the-buck situation.
Well, it's not like it was a deliberate attempt to subject somebody to torture.
Right.
Without legal representation and make sure that no one can locate him or threaten his health or tell him why he was arrested. So, I mean, some of the quotes that he has in this interview I think are pertinent. He says, I thought I was going to die in there. And it was worse than torture. They're actually torturing you mentally and physically to break you down.
That's right.
I'd agree with that.
These are his words.
Sure.
He says...
You know,
yes.
What was the tuberculosis vaccine? I'm not interested in getting their little shot if I were to go to jail. I don't want their little shot.
Going to confinement.
And, you know, that's fine, son. You could just go ahead and stay in this cell all by yourself because you're a danger to the whole community. Right. Like, you know, here I am, a 42-year-old guy who's got a job and a family and, you know, I'm not a tuberculosis, you know, I don't get out enough to be a tuberculosis threat. But everybody's going to take our little vaccine shot. So, you know, this is how they, this is just one more way that
technically it's not a vaccine, it's just... It identifies if you have TB.
Okay, I wouldn't know. It's been a long time since I've taken one of those shots, but yeah, you know, I don't want their shot.
I think it's pretty much the same thing as a vaccine. Aren't they injecting a dead virus into you?
Somebody knows, and they're going to call in and tell us.
That may be the case.
Well, this guy, it doesn't say anything about a shot, but he did write torture on a piece of toilet paper to try and tell everyone what he was going through, like stuck it up to the wall, because he was worried that they were going to mentally break him down and put him in a psych ward. So this is brutality. He says, it's trauma, and they create this thing where you're not even sure what's coming up next. What has this country come to? I don't sleep well at night now, and I don't think anyone would if they've been through what I've been through. He says, I'm shocked that this is America, because it seems like you're in some third world country in a gulag, like in the movie Midnight Express, where you're absolutely just tortured. So that was the experience he had. Is this
was
America?
He bailed out?
Is
he commenting from inside a jail cell?
It appears he has
30 hours or something that he was in total?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in there for...
So someone posted a, you know, like he got a bondsman up and somebody gave like $100,000 to a bondsman and...
Have to be, right?
Something. Wow.
Yeah. So those are his words. I just think it's a remarkable story. I don't want this to happen to anybody. And can you imagine what kind of world is this where this can happen to a milkman?
Right. And how many people has it happened to that we haven't heard about? How many people have been put in these circumstances? Because we know it's standard run-of-the-mill practice at jails to keep the temperature very low, to give you barely anything to wear, to attempt to intimidate you and to scare you.
Right, and they can be filthy, too. It's not like they clean these things. People might have this perception that when you walk into a cell, you know, it's been cleaned. Last time I was in jail, just a few weeks ago, yeah, there was food on the ground and the table where I'm supposed to be living.
There was
food from the past prisoner.
That time, the same time before we went to the jail, I was being held in the catacombs of the courthouse, and in their holding cell down there, there was a spot on the floor that looked an awful lot like some sort of fecal matter had been there, and I had to avoid that as I was walking, pacing about the cell. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.